physical features of our continents, the mountains, river systems, lakes, and canyons, give us beautiful and dramatic scenery to enjoy. But underneath the surface of the ocean, the landscape is just as varied. There are underwater mountain ranges, active volcanoes, deep canyons, and even rivers. The Earth is made up of layers. This drawing shows what the planet would look like inside if you could slice it in half. The crust and the mantle form rings around a red-hot outer core of melted rock. The inner core is intensely hot and solid. At its thickest parts, the Earth's crust is about 40 miles or nearly 65 kilometers thick. Under the ocean, it is thinner, as thin as 3 miles or about 5 kilometers. But compared to the rest of the planet, the entire crust is as thin as an eggshell. The continents cover only about 29% of the surface of the crust. Most of the Earth's crust is covered by ocean basins. Ocean basins are the areas of the crust that are covered by large masses of water. We could say that the basins are the indented areas between continents. Around the edge of each continent, there is a sloping landmass that extends out into the sea. This platform is known as the continental shelf. On the average, the shelf extends about 75 miles or about 120 kilometers from the shore. But in some places, the shelf juts out even further. This is a section of continental shelf off part of the northeast coast of the United States. The outer edge of the shelf is about 600 feet or 180 meters deep. Then the shelf slopes down gradually to a depth of 15,000 feet or 4,500 meters. Divers cannot always see the rock bottom of the continental shelf, since it is often covered by mud and sand that have washed out from the continents. Large canyons cut through the continental shelf in many places. Several of these canyons are larger and deeper than the Grand Canyon in Arizona. Some scientists believe that these underwater canyons were made by rivers at a time when the continental shelf was dry land. According to this theory, the ocean was much shallower millions of years ago, during the ice ages. Much of the water on Earth was frozen into glaciers or huge sheets of ice. As the ice age ended and the Earth warmed up, the ice melted. The levels of the oceans rose higher until the water covered the continental shelf. Often you will find deep, wide plains of mud and sand just beyond the continental shelf. These are called abyssal plains. Abyssal plains are formed by sand and mud flowing over the edges of the shelf. In some places, canyons cut through the abyssal plains, creating deep sea channels. This channel is in the North Atlantic Basin, between Canada and Greenland. The continents extend out into the ocean. Overland river systems flow into underwater river systems. For example, the Mississippi Fan is an underwater slope created by the sediments from the Mississippi River. But most of the ocean floor does not come from the continents. Mountains are continuously being formed on the ocean floor. Thousands of seamounts, which are underwater volcanic mountains, have thrust their way up through the dark and cold of the ocean deep. Many islands are formed by underwater volcanoes. The Hawaiian Islands, for example, are made up of lava from volcanic eruptions. In some places, deep trenches lie alongside chains of volcanic islands. These trenches may plunge as deep as 6 miles or about 10 kilometers. Underwater mountains with flat tops are called geos. Some oceanographers believe that at one time, geos were seamounts. They rose above the surface of the ocean and were worn flat by the action of the weather and the sea. Many of the GEOs discovered so far seem to level off at about 2,000 feet, or about 600 meters below the surface. This suggests that at one time the ocean was that much shallower than it is now. Coral atolls are part of the seafloor in many places. Atolls may grow around the top of a GEO. Eventually, the coral forms a ring above the water. Coral is a rock-like material made up of the skeletons of millions of tiny sea animals. Entire mountain ranges run along the seafloor. One range, called the Mid-Ocean Ridge, extends for about 40,000 miles, or about 65,000 kilometers, like a band around the entire Earth. The Mid-Ocean Ridge covers as much area as all the continents put together. Some of the peaks in the Mid-Ocean Ridge are 10,000 feet, or over 3,000 meters high. They are still over a mile below the surface. In the 1960s, geologists working in the Atlantic Ocean discovered that a V-shaped valley seemed to run along the very center of the Mid-Ocean Ridge. They also found large fractures or faults along the ridge. A fault is a fracture in the Earth's crust, along which whole sections of rock move up, down, or sideways. Scientists also began to notice many earthquakes and volcanoes along the Mid-Ocean Ridge. Soon a theory was developed to explain these new discoveries about the ocean floor. Many scientists now think that the crust of the Earth has cracked in certain places, dividing the crust into several large plates. These plates float on a softer layer of melted rock. Heat currents from the mantle cause the plates to slide apart or collide. This theory of how the oceans and continents move is called plate tectonics. Plate tectonics is the theory that the Earth's crust is made of plates that slide and move over a flexible rock layer of the Earth's mantle. The plate tectonics theory fits well with another widely held theory, that of continental drift. People have long noticed that the shapes of the world's coastlines fit together like pieces of a jigsaw. From this, they reason that the continents were once joined together. The plate tectonics theory explains continental drift. According to the theory, the continents are embedded in the giant plates, and they move as the seafloor cracks and spreads. Seafloor spreading is the theory that the oceans are spreading outward from underwater ridges, driving the continents apart. Is there evidence for seafloor spreading? Yes, there is. In the 1970s, a research ship called the Glomar Challenger drilled down deep into the ocean floor to gather samples of the Earth's crust. Scientists measured the age of the layers and found that the farther the crust was from the ridge, the older the seafloor was. Over the years, new crust was being formed along the ridges. The older crust was spreading outward as more new crust was formed. Scientists concluded that the valley down the middle of the Mid-Ocean Ridge must form a boundary between the crustal plates. When the plates slide apart, hot molten rock or magma rises from below the Earth's surface and forces its way through the crust. Eventually, this magma hardens into new crust. When the ridge slides a little more, the new crust is pushed up and outward in both directions. These movements of rock may cause earthquakes along the ridges and open the faults even wider. The Glomar Challenger also discovered that the ocean floor is much younger than the continents. No part of the ocean floor is thought to be more than 200 million years old. The continents and the Earth itself are much, much older. While new crust is continuously being formed along the ridge, it is also believed that the ocean floor regularly sinks and rises again out of the mantle. The deep trenches along the ocean floor are thought to be places where plates have collided. When two plates collide, the heavier plate plunges underneath the lighter one, down into the Earth's mantle. The force of the collision can cause fractures in the crust miles away from the trench. The plate that goes down into the mantle melts and causes a buildup of pressure. The pressure is released through volcanic activity, and even earthquakes near the trenches or where the fractures were formed earlier. How were the seamounts and gyos formed? What were the seas like before the ice ages? What places in the ocean are richest in minerals? There are many reasons for wanting answers to these mysteries. The study of ocean basins can help us predict earthquakes and volcanoes, forecast the weather, find deposits of oil and other minerals, and discover clues to the Earth's geological history. We can come closer to predicting earthquakes by studying earthquake activity along the mid-ocean ridge. Most earthquakes and volcanoes take place along the edges of the crustal plates. Scientists now think that the newest mountain building takes place along the ridges in the middle of the ocean. We can also predict where oil and minerals are likely to be discovered by studying layers of sedimentation along the continental shelf. Experience has shown that oil is most likely to be trapped in certain types of rock formations. The ocean is rich in minerals. Seawater is believed to sink into the ocean floor through faults and mix with minerals. The water is heated as it sinks further into the crust, until it is expelled into the ocean floor again as geysers. Geysers shoot up from along the ridges and faults, leaving rich mineral deposits along the ocean floor. This map shows just some of the minerals and other resources that are being mined from the ocean along the North American coasts. Deep sea mining will become much more important in the future. Science is still a long way from knowing all the secrets of the ocean basins, but every bit that we learn can help us make better use of the vast resources of the oceans of the world.